Horror Week here on the show. Kind of a tradition where every year for Halloween week, we turn it over to you and your spooky stories of the unexplained and the supernatural. Bethany, start with you.
So I had actually called in a few years ago for this same kind of thing, talking about jailhouse pizza. So just a quick recap. Me and my sister, we had gone to jailhouse pizza. We, downstairs was fine. Upstairs, they still have, like, the electric chair. They still have, like, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, this jailhouse pizza, the building is haunted because of what it used to be. It was literally an old jailhouse, and they killed people there.
Yeah, me and my sister, we both go up there separately. We both, you know, are like, okay, I felt sick up there. I don't like this feeling, blah, 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 like, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, fast forward to just like a week ago, my mom takes one of her church friends to jailhouse pizza. And this woman she's always kind of insisted that she could not necessarily see spirits, but feel them, like feel their presence. So I told my mom, I said, hey, when you take her upstairs. Don't give her any backstory, nothing. Just see what she says.
So you're just wanting to play a little experiment.
Yeah. Like, a little bit. Yeah. You're like poking the barbs. Send the church lady up there. She'll let us know what's up.
Exactly. So my mom calls me and she's like, you're not going to believe this. I'm like, okay, Phil, tell me. She takes her, she takes her up there downstairs. Again, they're eating. Everything's fine. She's like, hey, let's go upstairs. So they go upstairs, and my mom says within, like, maybe a minute, minute and a half, she gets her friend, gets just white in the face, runs down the stairs, goes out back, and just throws up. Like, sick. And my mom's like, hey, what's up? She's like, there's been a lot of pain in that room. Like, nope, I'm not going back up there.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah. It's confirmed. Jailhouse pizza, don't go.
Wow.
We hear it's lovely down there in Brandenburg, but,
listen, if you see people throwing up outside, it's not because the food
is bad. It's just because they were possessed by a demon. That's it.
Exactly. No, people great. Upstairs, energy, not so much.
Maybe get the pizza to go. Yeah.
Yeah, just get it to go, and you're good.
All right, thank you, Bethany.
Wow, that's a fun place to start.
Right? Like, oh, gosh.
Okay.
I hear the pizza's lovely.
Uh-huh. Tasty. There's something extra.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheryl says, I was at a friend's house perming my hair.
Oh.
I washed my hair in the kitchen sink, and all the cabinet doors were open when I finished.
Oh.
I assumed my friend had come home, but after searching the house, no one was there.
Oh.
So I sat in my car until she arrived 2 hours later, and all she said was, oh, yeah, that's our ghost.
Oh, at least she knows.
That's a nope. You didn't give me a heads up about that.
Right.
A little prior notice would have been neat.
We'll take more of your stories on the way.